Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you are having a good start to your weekend here. I'm interested in what your plans are, whether you're going to be replotting, whether you're planning your replotting, whether you're done replotting, or whether you're not replotting. Sound off in the comments below. So this week, we're going to join in on the adventure of the Chia ecosystem and everything that's happened in this past week. Let's start off with me tossing out a shout out to thisweekinchia.com. That is a project put together by Steve Stepp, and that is a great compendium that I utilize for putting together this information and this content. Be sure to check that out. That is thisweekinchia.com. Big picture item of the week, of course, has to be Chia 1.7.1 release. And this release has a ton of improvements that are focused on things around the wallet, cleaning up the wallet, making it more speedy if you have certain types of NFT collections like super large ones and possibly other types of media in those collections. As well, it offers the ability to quickly resync your wallet if you are running into a scenario where you need to resync it, and that can happen really quick. So that's a great thing to have in there. Probably one of the best things that I've seen in a while here. This is the reuse public key for change. So, and when I say change, I mean like making change from coin here. And you can set this flag in your config.yaml. And if you are a degen who cares about reporting versus your privacy on your wallet, this is something you might want to check into. The original behavior kind of generates a new address each time it's making change and receiving back some of that coin. And that can create a lot of reporting issues, your derivation index rising as a result of that. If you have been degening and buying a ton of stuff, maybe NFTs, maybe lots of NFTs. There was a video actually out about soon clawback primitives. And so we'll have that support probably, I don't know when, but hopefully very soon. I'm excited because Chia Wallet Tech is literally going burr, and that is one of the things that will help drive adoption. Again, more people in the system that are buying Chia, higher price, better for farmers, and we all want that. And we're going to talk about some of those dynamics also when we get to the community section. And speaking of the sections, let me go over really quick the outline. You can always use the chapters below to skip to any one of these sections. So we're going to start out talking about the price of Chia, and then we're going to look at Chia news. Then after that, we're going to look at Chia's community software, and then we're going to look at community happenings, Web3 stuff. And then at the very end, we have Chia price predictions. Again, none of this is financial advice, and do your own research on everything. All right, so let's take a look at the price of Chia here. So around $37.50 as of filming time today, and that is kind of where the general market is trending, as we've seen. A lot of things follow the trends. Last week was a little bit different, but a lot of things do follow the trends in crypto. And I am not going to say that there's going to be a Chia cap price prediction. She's hiding in shame after last week's horribly inaccurate price prediction. She did get us all FOMO'd there, but definitely did not come close to reality with that one. All right, let's move on to some official news here. So we had Gene give, and this was at the live event that Chia held. Gene was giving a really good 15-minute-ish recap of where the project's at, where the project's going, what the project's all about, like everything. And so if you haven't taken a chance to check that out, check the link. All of this can be found on digitalspaceport.com/Chia. It's in the news section down there on that page. And so we also have the Chia database checkpoints being integrated into BitTorrent. So this is big. This will allow you to resync your blockchain way faster. And so if you've ever gone through a resync of your Chia database, it's a huge database file. It takes a really long time to do. By using BitTorrent, you can actually speed this up greatly. Now, it's not 100% up to date, but it will get you very close to that time frame where it would be. And these being official, having checksums behind them that you'll be able to utilize, and then being able to move it over and finish the syncing process will greatly speed up your onboarding and also your ability to resync if you have to. As well, they are talking about bringing this into future client releases. Of course, the other Chia thing, Chia 1.7.1, that was released this week, and I haven't had a chance yet to dig into that, but definitely check that one out if you're interested in it. I'm sure that I'll be probably going hands-on with that here in the next day or two. And we have Dexy absolutely killing it. As usual, their trends have been really good. And if you think about it, Dexy is probably one of the most integral players in the ecosystem. We've got their new awesome charts system. This is something that is not trivial to develop, I'm sure. And it looks really good. And this information that it presents is actually very useful. We also have the integration with the Pocket app, and that is a mobile app. And also they've got a web wallet. and that allows for things like fast one-click transactions. We also have Garrix posting an article on how his Spriggan game deployment engine uses the Chia data layer. And again, we see so much surrounding data layer. This is real-world applications that are very tangible. This is not sprinkling crypto onto things. Unknown author has created something that is really cool here. This is like a fill guide, fill chart, and that is for each drive size, and that goes up to 20 terabiters, all the way down to 1 terabiters. Hope you're not running 1 terabiters. Sound off below if you're running 1 terabiters. And that is for the Mad Max Gigahorse platform and also the Chia official platform. And it does a really nice job of showing the exact differences between the compression sizes. Hats off to this person, really good job. This next one has me very, very excited. So my friend FNATS has released a lot of updates around his Chia Garden toolset. We are going to be utilizing some of those tools later this weekend, and this is really cool stuff. We've got some plotting formatting. Taco Wrapper actually looks amazing for its capability set, but definitely the ability to replot that is expeditious from some of the plotting tools looks like something that would be very useful possibly for people. The formatting utilities are very useful. And so this one definitely should be on your do checkout list. And so we have a new service called Mojo Node that provides traditional endpoints APIs for accessing real-time data on the blockchain through SQL-like queries. I think this is very good. MojoNode.com, this is actually put out there by Trepka, and excellent work on doing that. All right, next on to community happenings and Web3. So we have StorageJM drop a video on blade bit compression. This shows the real world official Chia stuff as like we're getting the unwrap of what it is, how to get up and running with it. This is like the primer for you. And this weekend, I'll also be taking a chance and diving into it. Got that computer right back there, that workstation, and that is a ultra budget guide. That is a Z420 there, and it's running a 1070, but the performance on it is freaking amazing. So I think everybody will be pretty excited when they see that. Also this week, we had Corey Costa, who is a fellow YouTuber, and he's getting into Chia, and he does a lot of interviews. He had an interview with both Bram and also separately Gene this week. Be sure to catch those when you get a chance. Also, we have Poor Investor releasing a video on Chia starting over at square one. And I think, you know, I watched this, I can feel his pain. Like, I understand how when you're looking at this, you're saying to yourself, wow, there's a lot going on right now with the compressed plots. And he's starting to piece together that, yes, there's going to be an increase in net space. Will you be a part of that increase in net space, or will you not be a part of that increase in net space is a decision that every farmer has to make on their own. So I think that's a pretty salient point and something that I hope to put out some more. Maybe a live stream would be a good format for actually talking about this stuff with people. Just get people's questions off the cuff. I think that might be more effective than producing pre-canned content that doesn't answer a lot of people's questions. All right, Chia price predictions. So Chia Cat blew it last time, not by a little bit, by a lot. She's hiding in shame right now. So this is definitely why none of this is financial advice, but my prediction is going to be that we're going to crab sideways, and that is based on nothing other than my love for crab. So, that is exactly why you should not take financial advice from any YouTuber. Literally, technical analysis has no real world meaning. All right, everybody. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Chia Weekly News. Be sure to check out thisweekinchia.com to get all the details for a ton of different things that have been released out there. We can only fit so much into 10 minutes here. And so don't forget, you can also check out this, guides and hardware reviews also on digitalspaceport.com/Chia. And we also have the news section there with the show notes for tonight. And do be sure to check out shop.digitalspaceport.com, where we just restocked some 16 and 18 terabyte hard drives, and we've got those at very good prices. All right, everybody, we will check you guys out this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend. If you don't do anything else, enjoy some of the weather outside, and we will see you guys next time.